our tailbone? Do we really need it?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of The Answers magazine. Well, Ken, back in the 1960s, I was taught in school that my tailbone was just a useless leftover from evolution. But it does have an important function, doesn't it?
Well, Mark, unfortunately, some scientists did call our tailbone a vestigial organ. And this is the word used by evolutionists to describe organs that they believe are useless leftovers from our evolutionary ancestry. They claim they no longer have any function. But you know, the appendix and the tonsils were once considered vestigial organs, but we now know these organs have many important functions. But let's get to the tailbone, which is not really a bone in a tail at all. Our tailbone is not vestigial. It has a very, very important function. If you've fallen down the stairs and landed on your tailbone, you'll find how important it is. The tailbone is also necessary for muscles to be attached to it, those muscles that enable us to walk, sit down, and so on. The tailbone's not vestigial. It was created for a specific purpose by the Creator. In fact, starting with Genesis, we can confidently state that there are no such things as useless vestigial organs, although because of the curse, some may have lost their functions. Evolutionists are now finding out what the creationists have known all along.
In our new Creation Museum, we have a large exhibit devoted to the fall of Adam and the curse. It's a part of our walk through history. You can find out more by going to our website, answersradio.com.